You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, brought to you by themortgagewarrior.com. Use home equity to reduce stress today. Call Steve at themortgagewarrior.com. It could save you thousands.
It's time to get brutally honest.
I'd like to go for 24.
Okay,
I already said that.
I didn't realize you were there. I thought you'd fallen asleep. It's the first thing you've said in 5 minutes.
I am a little tired right now.
Shut up and drive.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
Well, I would say the roles reversed last night. Yesterday we came in saying positive Wednesday after the Leafs won a big, big game on Tuesday night, but negative Wednesday for the Raptors after they just got smoked again in Chicago. Last night, complete opposite. Leafs, negative Thursday. They lose. Mitch Marner's injured. We'll talk extensively about that throughout the afternoon. But the Raptors, down 17 at one point, come back and find a way to win a game.
I heard about it because I was watching games last night in the studio, and in the editing suite up top, they've got the live feed, and we're time delayed by like 7 seconds. So you could hear like this hooting and hollering, and they were like, "Oh, the Raps must have won it. They must have come back." So
there
I heard
some
about
fresh
that.
Blood in the Raptors lineup last night.
There was
night.
DeLon Wright played a big, big role.
He was awesome.
He was
55?
Absolutely awesome. Yeah, and
he was legit.
Like, he blew his knee out, I believe it was. He's been gone all season. He was a rookie last year and barely played. But he was huge for them. You're right. They had Poeltl playing minutes late. They had
Siakam.
They
totally revamped their lineup when it hit the skids. And it was Dwayne Casey said, you guys keep going.
DeMar DeRozan didn't play a minute in the fourth.
And guess who wasn't too happy after the victory? He had a little bit of a sad face
on
the bench.
DeMar?
Oh, yeah.
You think he had the lip on?
That's my first time where I'm like, maybe you're not my kind of guy, because he was at the far end of the bench and everybody was fist bumping, chest bumping, and he wanted no part of any of it.
See, I didn't pick up on that, but what I did pick up on...
See, I picked up on it because I look for little things like that.
Right.
I'm not a basketball guy, but I was looking, I'm like, why aren't you out there? Where's the high fives? Where's all that other stuff? And you were gone.
So
you were ninja.
He's
dust.
One of those teammates where
when he's the guy, and he goes to Rod Black after the game and he does the interview and he jokes around after the game with Kyle Lowry, but he was not the guy last night.
He wasn't. He didn't play a minute in
the
fourth quarter.
He had the lip going and he just said no thanks.
I've played with guys who they score two goals in a 5-2 loss. They're the happiest guys in the building, yelling on the bench, come on, we can do this. We win 5-1, they get no points, they're pissed.
Yeah.
So you're suggesting he went down the ladder.
I'm not suggesting anything. I just it had an odd look to it where he was just...
Well.
There were shots of the bench, and he was at the far end of the bench, and he was watching. He's like, it was almost a look of disbelief. Like, how are they doing this without me?
Well, I could see it with the amount of guys, like the players that were on the court. Like, again, DeLon Wright, this is a guy who's barely played in 2 years.
And he deserved to play last night.
Played 28 minutes. He was probably the best player on the floor in the fourth quarter. Poeltl was playing. Nogueira was getting minutes. They had a strange rotation in the fourth quarter, but it was deserved
because
they were down 17.
Yeah.
And DeMar was a big part of the problem. He was
awful
last night.
By the way, they were
down
17 after being up by – it was up. Again,
they were in the first half. They were rolling again, and then they let it get away from them. Same thing all over again. And I picked up on body language from DeRozan right at the end of the third quarter. He missed like a floater in the lane, something he generally hits, and he sulked kind of like his body language.
He had the crybaby face on.
He did not look good.
Have you ever watched a basketball game with that many bricks? There was about a 10-minute span. I think it was both teams. Nothing went in.
Well, especially in the fourth with Charlotte. Like, Dwayne Casey will come out and preach, that's what great defense can do for you.
What?
And defense factored in. But Charlotte was throwing up brick after brick after brick.
So was Toronto, though.
They were, but they were scoring enough in the fourth to close the gap. You're down 17. You're not going to shoot bricks
all
the time.
Brian, it might have been in the third quarter. There was a segment of...
They shot really well
in
the fourth quarter.
5 or 6 minutes for both teams. I'm like... These guys can't score.
Right. But the Raps, like early in the first half, they were both shooting like 31% or something like that. Like a terrible number. In the fourth, though, the Raps took off. At one point, they threw it up there. And they were shooting like 80% from the field, and Charlotte was shooting 0%. They hadn't hit a shot. So the Raptors, that's how you make up 17 points,
right?
Is you start hitting a lot of shots, and the other team starts throwing up bricks. But, yeah, DeMar's body language late in the third was not a good look. Didn't play at all in the fourth. But they're going to need him, right? I mean, he's a huge part of the team. He's going to get his minutes once they get back from the All-Star break.
And, hey, by the way, how happy can you be if you're not playing in the fourth? I know your team won, but... When you're not in the game, you're not in the game. It's like,
but you can still get up and be happy that the team won.
Fake it a little bit. You got to fake it to make it.
But I didn't see that, so I can't really comment. I didn't focus on him.
Is worse, DeMar's or Donnie Trump's?
Oof. Did you see that this afternoon?
You know us; we're not the political pundits, but
apparently this guy
can't help himself.
He said some stuff that's just
quiet, quiet, quiet.
I've never seen a press conference like the one I witnessed today. And I live for this, like we said yesterday. I live for flipping over to CNN. And everything's breaking news with CNN.
Yeah,
breaking news.
Yeah.
The cafeteria has, you know,
fries
that are available for people. Everything's breaking news. But I did the drop-off at daycare. I went out and bought some groceries, some food. My parents came out this morning. So I got back into the TV routine a little bit later than I generally do. So probably around 12:15, 12:30, I flip over right to CNN. And all I see is soon Donald Trump holding press conference. I'm like, I'm in. Lock me in.
So
and I sat there for 2 hours.
The couch to 10 didn't...
I didn't do anything today. Nothing. Like I did running. I was running around in the morning.
Yeah, so you got to
visit with my
in.
Parents. You know, I got some steps in. But once he stepped up to that podium, you got to say this about him. It's a really serious job. It's the most powerful, important job in the world. He rants and raves about ratings and how he's great for them. He's absolutely spot on when it comes to that analysis.
You know,
you can't stop watching and stop just being infatuated with everything that is Trump. Like SNL did record numbers again over the weekend.
Yeah.
I was reading a piece.
What are they going to do this weekend?
Probably double it. They did something like 10.8 million people. 10.8 million viewers at 11:30 Eastern time on Saturday night is huge.
I know.
It's a massive amount of people because you have to tune in to see what everyone is saying about this guy.
Like, they'll double that this weekend.
They might after this routine.
25 years ago, I couldn't stop watching the O.J. Simpson trial 8 hours a day. Now it's this guy. You're tracking it hourly to see what the hell's going on.
Well, I was reading just before we came on because, you know, sports books down in Vegas, they'll place odds on anything.
Oh, yeah?
They had to take a lot of the Trump props off the board halfway through the press conference. And the explanation was, we got to recalibrate everything here. Because a lot of people, I guess, halfway through the press conference were hammering the fact that he's not going to get through his first term. So, like, sharp money down in Vegas is watching this, and they're like, put $100,000 on this guy not making it through 4 years. Like, he's not even 4 weeks in, and he's having...
I can't see it either for some reason.
I'm having a difficult time seeing it myself. But either way, when you're dictating how the books in Vegas are going to approach an odd, you know you put on a show today. And I would suggest the same thing might be applying when it comes to the Maple Leafs in their situation.
Yes.
Because they lost last night. But let's be honest, the story people are talking about is Mitch Marner.
Yes.
What is going to happen with Mitch Marner?
Well, I got to think, like, when something like that happens, when you go into the boards, and I don't want to suggest doom and gloom for Mitch Marner and the Maple Leafs, but when you go into the boards like that, it's not your arm, it's not your calf. It's something bad. It's your shoulder. It's your head. It's your knee. Because it was the beginning of my shoulder problems. I wiped out in practice. I went in the boards. And I had no time to react. And my shoulder, like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's not your arm. Like,
it's probably not something internal.
When you get slashed in the arm, it's your arm.
Right.
Yeah.
When you go into the boards, it's something like your shoulder, your ankle, your knee, your head. And that was the start of my shoulder problems, and it just, I saw it when he left the game the second time. He kind of had a bit of a struggle in front of the net, and he lifted his arm up, and I was like, oh, no.
The fact that he came back twice.
And tried it
is leaving me in somewhat of an optimistic state of mind.
That should be, yes.
It should be.
And
also,
the score,
that's right. The context is important here. If it's a tie game, I wonder if he plays through.
Right.
They were down 4-0 at that point. they weren't winning that game.
No.
It makes you wonder if the trainer, Babcock, Marner, all of them together kind of convened and said, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, it's not worth
Take your gear off. Don't even try. That's what you have to hope for right now.
Well, and the fact that he came back a couple times, you're right. That left him some optimism for me because if it's bad, they're not letting him even look at the ice. I kept thinking the way, I think you're bang on. I think it's a shoulder or a neck or something because he looked a little bit stiff and awkward. And he got past the puck the one time in front after the second time he came back. It seemed to me like he didn't have strength on it. So I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but if he subluxed his shoulder or something in that area, if it's a labrum or something, they'll look at it today. You know that the Toronto Maple Leafs are – that's a cone of silence.
There's
over
no
there.
Leaks coming
there
out of there.
There will be no – like Donnie Trump will not be
– No way, man.
Issuing no, and doing an investigation into any leaks with the Toronto Maple Leafs.
No fake news coming out of the ACC.
No. So it's going to be all speculation, and we don't want to speculate, but – I'm with you, Brian. I think the fact that he tried it a couple times, you take a look at the score, you say, don't even bother with it. Let's reevaluate tomorrow. If that's a 2-1 game and he feels like he can fight through on adrenaline, maybe it's a different story.
Well, we've been spending a lot of time this year talking about the learning experience for these young players. And you guys know this as pro athletes. One of the biggest hurdles you have to overcome is you got to learn how to play through injuries.
Right.
Like, as a pro athlete, you get paid to play at 80%, 90%.
Correct.
You're not always 100%. Mm-hmm. In fact, very rarely are you really 100%. First day of camp, you feel great. Beyond that, nicks and bruises
exactly.
are coming your way. So, without knowing the extent of what's going on, I think it's safe to presume he may not be 100% come Saturday night. But, man, this guy's got to play. Like, if you're Babcock and company... Of course, you take the necessary precautions.
Him and Austin Matthews stir the drink offensively.
They're your offense for the most part. I mean, they're your team in a lot of ways.
Is your poll up? You got a poll?
We got a poll.
Well, you can do a poll all you want, but at the end of the day, you can't replace.
Exactly what he has and what he brings. No, there's no
denying. Other guys can elevate or step up or do whatever, but that guy's out of the lineup.
It's a lot like the Riley conversation we had a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
You can't replace
him. Who needs to step up? Go
Mark Morenson's not going to do it, right?
No.
Like you got to hope that. But the thing is, I think you can shield a winger position and a wing injury a lot easier than you can a number one defenseman.
You give Josh Leivo an extra look,
and he's looked really good. Played really well again last night. My point being, your number one defenseman, like obviously the most difficult position in terms of injury to overcome is your starting goaltender.
Right,
that's clear. That's cut. I would say beyond that, it's the number one defenseman because he plays the most. He goes up against the most difficult situations, and he's your last line of defense before you get to the goaltender. Beyond that, it's probably number one center.
Correct.
Then it would be maybe even the second line center, if not start talking about your top winger. So at least, not to take anything away from his value or his importance.
But a positional importance.
From a positional standpoint, I think you can get through the woods a little bit easier if you lose your number one winger.
That's fair.
Right, it's not and ideal, but
still
I think
tough,
you
though.
Can.
He's one of those guys like Patrick Kane, where it's not often a winger controls the pace of play. But if you watch Marner play, he is always around the puck.
Yeah.
It's like he'll fall down, he'll go in the other corner, the puck will be there. It's
no, he
it's
bird
incredible
dogs
to watch.
It. He does. He bird dogs it, and he's a guy who drives that line. There's no doubt about it. But this is where your resolve, your depth, and players who are underperforming have to get going a little bit. JVR played, I think, his second lowest minutes of the year last night. Wasn't very good.
No, he Nylander hasn't been good for a couple weeks.
Yeah,
no.
I think he's got 3 goals in his last 14 games. And 2 were against Boston, in Boston. I think, you know, Nylander got a little taste of the bench last night. And JVR certainly did. He got demoted. It was an off night. It happens. That's what coaches do. They coach what they have going that night. I have no problem with that because how many times have you said, why do they keep putting that guy out there if he's terrible? Like, now you're going to talk about, well, JVR didn't play very well. You've got to find a way for somebody else to elevate. I thought Josh Leivo looked good. Nazem Kadri obviously had a real strong night. When you need other players, not named Austin Matthews, to step up.
Well, and that leads us right into our poll question for the day. And today's Overdrive poll question is brought to you by Colt Hockey. Reinvent your game with the stick that'll last three times longer than your regular composite. Colt Hockey, designed by hockey players for hockey players. Visit ColtHockey.com. If Marner misses games, which Leaf veteran player needs to step up the most? JVR, Kadri, Bozak. We left the rookies out because we know of their importance. We know Matthews is clearly going to have to continue to drive.
Go right to the top of that list for me.
You go to JVR?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I go.
He hasn't been good.
No, he has not been good enough.
Looks sluggish. Looks, and that's what happens when you're slumping. You lose your legs. You look tired.
And you're overthinking the game, too.
And you're awful. You're just awful. You're running around. You feel like you're chasing the puck. You never have the puck. You're not getting those easy rebounds right in front, and it's a mess, and it's not good for him.
Well, and he's not a guy who – he doesn't kill penalties. He's not overly physical. He's not the greatest skater in the league.
Right.
So if he's not in and around the net and in and around the action around the net, he really gets lost pretty quickly.
That's crazy how fast the game is now, because I think JVR is a great skater.
Really?
I do.
He's a very smooth skater.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's a bad skater, but I
but if there's any kind of interruption where he gets bumped in the neutral zone or whatever, for him to get it going again.
Right. Because he's a big guy.
Like,
right?
Mitch Marner, he just darts around and he's everywhere very fast.
Mm-hmm.
But JVR, it's like, I think he's an awesome skater.
He really is.
And, he's a powerful skater.
But you can tell.
But it's like sometimes it looks slow.
But you know when it looks slow? When he's struggling. Because he's not moving his feet. He's maybe thinking, trying to wait for pucks instead of going to get them. He's really good and tight. And that's the strength of his game. Is he a guy who goes and wins a lot of loose puck battles to get that puck back? That's not the strength of his game. So that's probably what's been identified.
Right.
Go and move your feet, JVR. Get to the front of the net. And I think these players who are very skilled, they're streaky. Right now he's in a little bit of a cold streak. But that's, to your poll, that's a guy who needs to elevate his play.
The reason why he sticks out, and I guess Bozak does too, generally when JVR has had his issues this year, Mitch Marner has helped him get out of it.
Correct.
And that puts more pressure on him. But quite frankly, he's a pro athlete that gets paid a lot of money. He's a very good player. Mm-hmm. He's been a U.S. national team player. You can put that kind of pressure on him.
Sure.
You have to believe Babcock will go to him and say, all right, now it's your time. Like, Marner has made you into a stud this year. Like,
I did a clip this year on how many times Marner has sent JVR in on breakaways. Goes over the blue line, Marner to JVR every time, breakaway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's where his skating comes in, his speed and darting into those holes. So it's probably the little details of his game that he just needs to sharpen up. I think he'll be fine.
Well, they're back at it this weekend. Another back-to-back situation.
That's awful, by the way.
Well,
I mean, I know the schedule is what it is, but
Columbus has more back-to-backs than any team in the league. So
yeah, the Leafs are up there.
Am I making too much of it because the Leafs?
No. I'm not disputing it. I'm saying I think it's awful for every team.
Yeah.
Like I don't think it's smart to have 18 back-to-backs in a year when you play 82 games, and I just don't think it's smart business for anybody. But it's not only the Leafs. A lot of teams are dealing with it.
Well, and the only thing I could argue that teams out west should have less back-to-backs because
their travel is crazy.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Like, where you live in New York.
Play the Islanders and Philly in back-to-back games.
Exactly. You can drive and bust down. But Toronto, they're a victim of it because of TV. They need those Saturday night ratings. You need – that's why.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 18 of them. That's a massive number.
It is.
I would – 10, 12, I think you can get away with. 18 is a massive number.
Yeah, I think they still have four more and another one this weekend, clearly. Yeah.
And as much as I don't like it, they have got to find a way to play better in them because they're getting to a point where if you're a gambling person, much like yourself, you could say if the opponent, like a Columbus or Rangers or, like, it's automatic, they're going to get dummied. They got to stop it.
Well, this weekend, I think they're at Carolina on Sunday. And Carolina's a good team at home, but hasn't been great recently. This is a weekend where you'd like to think you can walk away with at least 3 points.
Yep.
It won't be easy. And if McElhinney's back in there, he didn't look great last night.
No.
Which was inevitable. I mean, at some point, every goalie's going to take a step back, and especially a guy who was a defined backup.
Yep.
He's going to have that performance where you're like, nah, he's a backup.
Right. And that's kind of what happened
fair,
last
but...
night. Anyway, Duthie's going to join us in studio. Some people tweeting this morning, any moral victories out of the fact that they pushed back in the third period?
No.
We'll discuss that. We'll get into it. We'll see what
okay.
Duthie has to say. Duthie's got his podcast. Maybe he'll bring it up on the podcast.
Can we flat out ask him why he's doing it? Is it for money? It must be for money.
I don't know if you want to head down
there. We'll ask him why he's doing it.
I don't care.
Yeah, we can ask him why he's doing it. He can choose to call it fake news or
quiet, sit down. You're fake news.
You might.
And I have a follow-up question for you.
Really?
Both of you.
Really?
If he's in it for the money, should we do one?
No, because...
This is a podcast. We podcast our show every day.
We are a podcast.
All right, we'll discuss all of this.
What about a separate one, though?
Like, can you swear on it?
Yeah.
So then HR, like, we would have an issue. Because if we started heading down the road...
No.
If we called it Overdrive Unplugged...
We're not calling it Overdrive. We're calling it...
Three guys.
Brandy Love.
All right, the ins and outs of the podcast game. We'll get into it with James
Duffy. Do we have any interest in pursuing it?
And we got to touch on Jeannie Bouchard and her antics.
Why don't we have her on today?
Second date.
Mark Masters, if he came in...
There's a second date?
That's what she claimed.
Going on a second date.
To TMZ. I got a lot of things to say about Jeannie, so we'll get to that as well.
All right.
This is Overdrive, TSN 1050, and on the TSN Go app. All right, take it or leave it trivia later in the hour. Ray's coming up just after 5. Aaron Sanchez on his bromance with Marcus Stroman. We'll touch on that.
Something happened there, by the way. There was either the John Deere treatment or something.
Something happened.
The John Deere treatment, like mowed somebody's lawn?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
I don't know, man. I don't know what the details were.
It always comes down to
down to a girl?
The girl in the club?
Imagine, any of us, we all work together coming in, and it's like, we don't talk anymore. Something happened.
Well, if Jamie knew the truth about me and Steph, that would be happening.
That's true. I mean, Steph is...
But if you keep it on the low...
We keep it on the low.
All right, we're putting it on the high when we come back.
I'm going to put it on waivers anyways.
All right.
See if she gets claimed.
She's lazy.
Duffy in studio in 2 minutes. All right, we got James Duthie in here.
Can I ask the first question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why are you doing the podcast? Do you get money from it? Because we want to do one.
I'm being
dead serious.
No,
like,
you're getting money. I'm not getting anything right now.
You're getting money.
I'm not getting anything.
You're busy enough. You wouldn't do something like this for fun. So how much money? Because I want to do. I'll do one.
Well,
I don't even care if you guys don't come.
My brother just said, Overdrive Excess Gas. That's not a bad name, but we can't link Overdrive to it. You can't have anything to do with, like,
no, you see, I don't even really understand the idea. Like, I don't really
Hang
know anything about podcasts.
What about the money?
Okay. At this moment, no, I am not receiving anything.
When
but
do you get
podcasts
money?
Do are hot to get sponsors, and if anybody's out there listening, the Rubber Boots podcast, third on iTunes worldwide.
Our podcast happens to be
worldwide?
Sponsored.
Worldwide? Yeah, just saying.
I'm doing one. I don't care. I'm
dude, you've got
you.
One that's very.
But you know
popular.
What? If you Overdrive podcast does really well.
We do very well.
Hold on, I'm going to find it on the list. Well,
I think it's.
I didn't even know there was a list until like today when someone said, "Hey, your podcast is
it's
like
high up
number
there,
three."
So we can't do a separate one on our own.
You could do Jeff O'Neill.
You could
after
should.
Hours or darts and
Farts.
Darts and farts with Jeff O'Neill.
Hold on, categories.
I think it would be fun. But I worry for you.
Me too.
Because you don't want to open, you don't want to let too many people behind the curtain.
Overdrive, there it is, the 8th podcast.
In the world.
On the top, on the,
if
in
it's
the
not
sports
eighth
category
in the world, it's fake
in
news.
The world.
It's fake news.
Yeah, it's fake news.
Wrong.
Maybe it's only Canada, because there's a lot of
I'm pretty sure it's in Canada.
Canadians in there.
Anyway, the Rubber Boots podcast.
Right. I'm not going to tell the whole story. Jeff
We're
thinks it's the worst name ever.
Either. That's enough.
I think
well,
it's
we
a
promote
great
the
story.
Podcast.
Please tell, yeah, no, tell not, the story.
Well, I just want to know about the money, though. Like, how much money do
okay.
you get?
He's not making any money.
No.
He said potentially. First episode,
listen.
No money. Second one, how much?
Listen.
$28.
If you're an advertiser... nobody wants to do TV and stuff anymore, or radio, because, sorry, radio, I shouldn't say.
Hey, wait, on radio.
Whoa, whoa, okay, no, whoa.
Nobody slow wants, down.
No, television.
We got to go to break.
Television, because of PVRs and stuff, people are skipping commercials. Right. But on a podcast, if you're an advertiser, people that are tuning into the podcast are tuning in to listen to the whole podcast. So if you sneak in a, you know, halfway through your Overdrive podcast, I am Jeff O'Neill for Dunkin' Donuts or whatever it may be.
TheMortgageWarrior.com. Yeah, our podcast is sponsored by our friends at TheMortgageWarrior.com. Exactly. Yeah.
Now, if the guys from TheMortgageWarrior.com are listening, you might want to think about the third rank podcast over the whatever.
Eighth rank?
Believe me, you don't want to go at it with our numbers, buddy. We've got all the details.
Right. But the thing is, I've never gotten...
I guess people
would listen to you. It's for people that don't have time to listen to your show.
Get to the answer to the question. How do you start making money? Some guy says to you, I'm sponsoring your thing.
Here's $100,000.
But how much do you get of it? That's all I care about, because I'll do my own if there's money involved.
I really don't know. I don't know. There may be money involved.
You wouldn't
involved
get involved in this if you didn't know
okay,
about
what's
the money.
The least amount?
What about just the desire to extend your craft?
Your profile. Right. Your profile. What you're doing
Wrong.
Is you're growing
yes.
your profile. What's the least amount you would do a podcast for? Would it be a free round of golf?
No. I want money, like cash.
Well,
Me
you're doing
outside.
It with a couple of other
that?
Guys. And
yeah,
you
I
want to
bring in some of the people,
and...
like Puffy's on there. That's why you got to listen just for that. Puffy, for people don't know, works with us behind the scenes. But he's kind of being, I don't know, I'm doing it a little bit like, it's a little rip off of Dan Patrick, where I want guys you work with behind the scenes to be on there.
Yeah,
with
you want...
Right?
I think it's going to be a great venture for you, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks for the support.
Who's the guy that Chaser was on with?
That was Artie Lang.
Artie Lang. So Puffy's your Artie Lang?
Yeah. Puffy, like, you know, he asks. And Puffy does funny things, too. If you work on the panel, you've been there some nights. Sometimes when the games are bored, Puffy has this thing he does where he comes up with ludicrous hypotheticals.
Right.
Now, most of them are too raunchy to even use on a podcast.
Right.
But, like, on our first podcast, he said, okay, if you had to invite four couples to a key party, celebrity couples, who would you invite?
Who would you invite?
Things like that. I think it's going to be our next podcast, but I think Brady and Giselle, because you have to think of your partner, right?
Yeah. No, you don't.
How about Jeannie and her new boyfriend?
Sure. Jeannie and the new guy.
Get Jeannie Bouchard.
What's a great
Trump's
question.
Wife's name?
Ryan Reynolds Melania. And Blake Lively? They got to come.
Could you imagine?
I don't give a rat's ass. Elle McPherson is coming to that key party.
No matter
somehow.
Who she's with.
No way.
How about Trump and Melania? Imagine that.
Who got stuck
imagine
with Trump?
Imagine you get stuck with Ronnie's key.
With Donnie Trump's
That would
Trump's
be a difficult
key?
Conversation,
yeah,
I would think.
I don't think that would go well for your
that
female
would,
companion.
You would hope that.
So anyway, Puffy
news.
Does stuff like that, and it's fun. And you know what? Honestly, it's a chance to not always talk about sports. And when on our gig, you know, when I do interviews, I get 3 minutes. Now I can sit down like we did Luongo on the first one. It was 35 minutes.
How was Bobby Lou?
He's good. The best part I thought of the podcast was he offered up the fact that, remember the bathroom incident against Anaheim where he had to leave the game, that he has that, and you would probably know this, before every game. Like he number twos like a dozen times on game days, to the point where he carries Preparation H baby wipes with him because the situation gets raw.
Gets
That's
raw.
Tough.
Gets raw. And that'll probably be the first endorsement that comes out of my podcast, is you'll see Bobby Lou doing Preparation H baby wipes because
there
he swears by them.
Yeah, but how much money would you get out of that?
Well, I'm looking for a piece. That's why I keep saying Preparation H baby wipes as many times as I can on the air.
Well, the podcast is the Rubber Boots Podcast with James Duthie.
Bad name.
The Overdrive Podcast is out there as well. You got to start jumping. I sent you that tweet because Duthie plugged his podcast and Bob's podcast to start the first intermission.
I did do Overdrive.
And I was like, get an Overdrive plug in there.
Is that what you were talking about?
That's what I was talking about.
I wanted to write you back and say, what the hell are you
this
talking about?
This show is podcasted every day.
Right. Because Duthie and Bob are getting their plugs in on the panel. You got to step up and start plugging your own podcast.
I didn't get it. I was like, what are you, Brian, are you drunk?
Yeah. Well, I might have been.
But again,
it made sense.
Unless you guys start getting extra coin, you shouldn't.
Well, that's true.
I wouldn't pop it. So, yes, I would do an extra one.
The
it
sponsor.
Would be like the extra.
Yeah, sponsor, but we don't get any more coin from that stuff.
Just get your own sponsor.
You know what we get? We get commercials. The Source found us, probably because of our podcast.
That's right.
Yeah, but we got
love
headphones.
It. Thanks.
You're right.
We want money.
Jeff, how much money did you make in your career in the National Hockey
League? $18 million.
Okay, do you really need $500 for a podcast?
He wants a Starbucks card.
Mix in a divorce, pal, and see how much money you want.
That's actually a very
good point.
Yeah, chop everything in half and then subtract a whole bunch after that.
For what? What was the after that part, though?
What? Who cares? It's a lot less.
At least you were paid to Americano.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So you can round up.
There you go. Is there a more obnoxious celebration in pro sports than that stupid cannon in Columbus?
Yeah.
Is that not the most obnoxious, dumb, annoying?
If you're the Montreal Canadiens, you heard it 10 times. They ran out of, like, fluid by the end.
Right.
I don't like the horn, the big horn. Ottawa has the big horn, doesn't it?
It's so obnoxious.
The big horns are no good either. Does Ottawa have the
big
horn?
If you're playing for Columbus, though, you love it. It's just like,
boom.
Just boom. Like St. Louis, they have the stupid chant where it's like, one, two, three, four.
It's the guy with the white tuxedo that's worn down. It's brown by the end of the year. But in Chicago, that song.
That's a song, though. Like, that's Chelsea Dagger or whatever it is.
We got dummied by Chicago one night, and I walked onto the bus, and I went to the back of the bus, and Kiprusoff had shouldered the load of all the goals. And I just leaned over to see if he was all right, and he just looked back at me, and he said, da-da-da-da. He just started singing the song and laughed. So,
you were the backup for the most part. Did you ever look at the starter and say, like, you suck tonight?
No, like, a lot of times,
like, be honest, where you're like, you weren't yourself.
No,
you
I didn't say that. But a lot of times you had that rapport. I mean, you're sitting on the bus with the guys, and when the game's over, you know it's over.
Yeah.
You don't relive it. But
which one I like,
Jay? What
the
hell
like
was going on?
And it's annoying as a player. It must have been as a goalie. I like the Rangers song after the goal, where it's like, hey, hey, hey.
Oh yeah, there is some great chants after goals and stuff, but.
They could get a little more creative, though. I remember in one of the World Juniors, it might have been Malmo a couple of years ago or Finland, and I don't even know if you were doing
it. That stuff is crazy with the noise and the...
No, but in this particular rink, you know, it was like the pre-tournament games, and there was nobody in the rink, like 200 people. And after every penalty, the idiot played bad to the bone. And that game had like 28 minors. And that's all you could hear because the mix, there was no crowd involved. So it's like, there's another hooking.
I like.
Hit it.
See, I like guys who are creative. Like, somebody gets hurt, especially if it's not your home team. They always play the MASH music when the guy's like being carted off the ice. Right. Like, you know, like, I don't mind it as long as the person's all right.
Mm.
But I like the creativeness of buildings.
Well, they do it. A lot of places now during a review will play Let It Be if their team scored and the review is on, which is creative, right?
Yeah.
Play Let It Be. And basically, you're saying just let it go. Let's move on.
Why doesn't any – talk about making extra money for us. Why don't any of the buildings play Don't Take My Goal Away during a review?
They should.
Hey?
No,
put the full video on the screen.
They don't have the rights. They'd have to pay you guys.
Well, let's get at it.
After it. Babcock, he decided not to challenge that first goal last night.
Why?
I'm not really sure why. But, well, actually, after the game, he said, I didn't see all of the angles. And
what angle did you need to see?
But that's where the video
of all the challenges, that one's pretty self-explanatory.
I'm surprised. I get the impression like he's really having a tough time. He seems to miss on a lot, Babcock. Like, he challenges a lot that don't go his way. And last night, that felt like an obvious one that you should challenge. Even if you lose it that early into the game, on the road, back-to-back, back up in your net. Like, try something here to at least have it come back at you. But I saw that, you know, some people were complaining that Babcock didn't have access to all the angles, and you should be privy to it. I totally disagree. I don't think you should have access to any angles. You call it the way you see it. You want to challenge, you challenge. If not, we move on. Because you know how I feel about instant replay anyway. I hate it. I think it's stupid to begin with. But I'm not going to give – like baseball, when they implemented instant challenges, it's a joke. The manager steps up on the top step and waits for 2 minutes while they review everything.
Yeah.
And then he either goes, nah, forget it, go ahead. Or moseys on out and goes, yeah, we're going to go for a challenge.
I know, it's so slow.
You don't have the right to every single angle.
Well, what was dicey, though, a few years ago is that you had different, especially in regional coverage, you had different amounts. Like, let's say the Leafs, maybe there's 10 cameras or something working the games, but in some of the smaller markets, there was 3 and 4. And was there not an incident, I want to say Pittsburgh, where the director held back a replay until the puck was dropped and he was punished for it? because it was the home broadcaster, and I shouldn't say the Penguins, but I something stuck in my mind that says it was them, and they're
homers.
They held back the replay so that there could not be an appeal from the other side, and there was discipline because of that. So you get some of that gamesmanship involved when you have.
Yeah, but how the hell
TV
would anybody
broadcast
find out, James, that they held back a replay? They have all different kinds of replays. Why would
They had it available and didn't run it or something. In that, it was before they had the technology now, O-Dog, where I think they can look at all the replays without seeing them. This was back when they were at the mercy of what was on the broadcast.
I know, but the producer, the director, they can put whatever shot they want. For them to say that they withheld a video replay, that's insane.
No, they did.
You can't dive into the guy's mind.
No, I'm saying, but they did. It was proven that they did. Like, the director said, okay, we're not going to show that replay because that shows the goals in, and that's not good for our team. That right. actually happened.
The guy got fired.
You know, at the World Juniors in 2006 in Vancouver, the Russians accused us of holding back a replay that said a puck that in the gold medal game that had gone between the legs of Justin Poggi and in, and there was a quick whistle on it. And we didn't. We just didn't get it till, again, with the technology, like a minute later. But the Russians stormed into our production truck and accused us of holding back a replay, which cost them a goal. So it happens.
The Russians are relying on us. How about that?
News.
So let me just, like, last question. What kind of money could you be talking about if somebody liked your podcast?
I don't know. Like, I would just like to pay the guys that are on it. Like Christoph, who works so hard.
A year or a show?
No, not a show.
Maybe a couple grand a show or something like that, maybe.
Yeah, you do.
Could you walk away from your current job and just be podcast
dude,
guy?
Dude, he makes $2 million a year.
Let's leave it there.
Isn't Adam Carolla the number one
Stop.
Podcast?
Every time you say it, it goes up.
You told me last year you made $3.2 million a year.
Okay, I was being funny.
That is fake news.
I got another problem. Do we have to go?
Yeah, we really got to go.
I had a complaint
save it for the
about
podcast.
O-Dog's hair product that I use and got all dry and
you don't use it anymore?
I do, but I was at the bottom of the barrel, and now if you look at me, if we were on camera right now, it looks like
the one
like
thing about the hair stuff we use, you
something.
Can't leave the
I left the lid off.
And it dries.
Right. Now look at me. It's
there's your problem.
Okay.
All right, buddy, the Rubber Boots podcast. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. It's available on iTunes.
Number three on iTunes.
Sponsors are welcome. TSNJames.ie, or you can write me.
There's JD. Take it or leave it coming up. Ray just out.
Now that's
five.
Something that should be sponsored.
This is Overdrive, TSN 1050.
Take it or leave it trivia with the O-Dog.
All right, we've got Paul from Hamilton on the line.
Quiet, quiet, quiet.
This is my segment. Please stop the noise. Paul, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready to go.
Three questions. You got to get at least one right, and then you can make a decision. Take the cash or let it ride into Friday.
Okay.
The NBA All-Star Weekend kicks off tomorrow. Which city is hosting this year?
Wow. I'm going to take a wild guess at Oklahoma.
Wrong.
Ooh.
Name one of the teams Matt Latos played for last season.
Matt Latos?
Latos.
See, now you're really throwing me off. I'm going to say Calgary.
Wrong.
That's a significant wrong.
You are fake news.
That would be a baseball player we're talking about.
I actually knew that. I'm really sorry that I said his name wrong and you rudely interrupted.
Well, you know, someone's got to pull it in.
We had to buy him some time, too.
Enough.
Quiet, quiet, quiet.
Yes. Who leads the Leafs in points?
Marner.
Yes. Vern comes out of the gate.
Wow.
Attaboy,
thanks
Paul.
For the hockey question, man.
All right, you got 50 bucks. What do you want to do? You want to keep the cash or let it ride for the vacay?
I'm going to Jamaica.
Attaboy, yes.
Love it. Thanks.
All right, thanks, guys.
That's a confident man. Stay on hold there, Paul.
All right.
Matt Latos was with the White Sox and the Nationals last year.
This guy was a big-time pitcher previously.
He was. When he was in San Diego and Cincinnati, he was a stud.
Calgary got him
stud.
For cheap.
But somehow the Flames picked him up and just everything
Flames
went south.
Flames picked him up and fake news.
Dirk Hayhurst.
Sorry, Latos is so much, like, you jumped in there like I was so ignorant.
Well, because he said, wait a minute. Like, he obviously didn't know anyway, so I could have let it slide, but I mean, we're talking about money and trips and...
Yeah, we got to do it right. You can't just...
There's also, like, the first one we asked, what city? And he said Oklahoma, which would be a state.
Well, there is Oklahoma City.
Right, but you have to add the city to it, don't you? I don't know. Anyway.
Like, find a city in Oklahoma.
Yes. Wow. Hey, who cares? You got the Marner answer, right? And he's feeling
got
good.
In there. But we could have probably just headed down the hockey route. I think that's what he was leaning towards.
But how are you supposed to know? I mean, someone could call in that's not a hockey fan that is a big follower of Matt Latos, who the Jays have at camp. He showed up to camp today, and they're going to try to stretch him out and see if they can find something to work with him. But anyway, Dirk Hayhurst will join us at 6:05. Dirk, not a big fan of Matt Latos. And
no.
A couple interesting comments from Aaron Sanchez earlier today about the perceived breakup of the bromance between him and Stroman.
I'm going to talk to Dirk about that.
All right, we'll get to that as well. This is Overdrive, TSN 1050.